Yeah, welcome back, everybody. Another wonderful episode of All Gas No Trash. My name's Josh, and I'm here today with good buddy Adam.
Yes, we're also playing we're playing ball with YouTube because apparently we can't drop
can't drop F-bombs
or swear words. So we're holding out for a minute. So what do you got to say about the album? You were saying
Well, we're doing an album review today.
Okay,
all right, and we'll just leave that. That's the intro. But I was going to have you listen to a song, but I don't know if we should do it now or if we should do it on another episode. I think we should do it on another episode. I think we should just dedicate this to the album review. And we should do, we'll have you listen to the song. I just am curious to see your thoughts on this.
Okay.
But anyways, all right, we passed the minute mark.
All right, fuck it.
Fuck, thank God. All right.
All right, I was going to say, let's just make this episode about the song then. Or do you think it's enough?
I don't think it's enough to go for a whole. It's got to be part of something else. I should have done it on the last one, but whatever.
Okay. All right. So
this will be the teaser for like the next episode. We're going to listen to a song by this. It's this band. It's called Sump. I don't know if you ever heard of it. Well, it's not even a band. It's a one man show.
Okay.
And it's called Sump. And it's the grandson of a fucking celebrity.
Of a celebrity.
Yeah. So I just.
All right, but is it like country?
It does not have a fucking genre.
It's
not Corey Feldman.
Yeah.
Is it
that type of weird?
Kinda. Yeah. I just think it's like, I listened to it. I saw it pop up on TikTok and I'm like, what the fuck is this? And I'm like, okay, we got this. So that's the tease for the next episode.
Wait, so do they sell that? Is that part of the selling point that they're the grandson or granddaughter?
Their own TikTok account says, hey, check out this weird project by blank celebrity's grandson. And it's this, they're going on tour. And I thought it was someone like just talking about it, but no, it's his actual account. And he's like making it seem like he's talking about it, like he's not related. It's pretty funny. Like, but the music is ridiculous. So I just curious to get your thoughts on it. But anyways,
all right, we'll have to save that.
That'll be another episode. Well, we might do another episode after this and just talk about it. But anyways, today we're doing Dance Therapy by Aura the Molecule. So go to 2:45 was basically us talking about that intro. That'll be the intro. Intro and next episode preview. So now, all right. I know nothing about Aura the Molecule. Never heard of her. You were telling me we were going to do Albie or the Molecule? Huh, never heard of them.
Yeah.
You know, no idea. Never heard of it. Don't know nothing about it. So when I pulled up the album just now to put it up so we can play it for ourselves, the picture she has is her wearing this like orange disco ball helmet. It's like a moped helmet, but it's got disco ball around it. I was like, oh, I hope this is great. I have high hopes for this, high expectations. And then I look at the album cover. And it's just an orange background, and she's wearing this orange jumpsuit, and she's holding up disco balls. Oh, this is going to be great. I hope. I really hope. And now I want to preface again, I've not heard of this ever before. I don't think you've heard anything from it, right?
Oh, no, I have.
Oh, you've heard her this?
I've heard her first album that kind of has the strangeness of, like, Bjork.
Mm-hmm.
And it has, like, folk. It's like synth music with Norwegian folk. It's very strange. It's got like the Bjork weirdness.
Mm.
But this, I've only heard one song from this album, and it's not like anything she's done previously. It's more disco oriented. So I'm guessing, judging by the fact of what you said from the album cover, we're in for possibly a disco oriented fucking album. So
yeah.
I haven't listened to it. All I know is that I've only listened to one song, and I only listened to Aura the Molecule in her previous, her debut album, which I don't remember when it came out.
I mean, this thing says, it says a self-assured debut of an avant disco pop from the Norwegian Explorer. That's what it says.
Oh, wait. So that's like the description of the album?
Description of the album right here, like on the thing, like on iTunes. It says that a self-assured debut of avant disco pop from the Norwegian Explorer.
Oh, I mean, for her, but she's already made an album.
I don't know. I would take that as, oh, this is the debut of her. This is like her debut album is what I would take that as, but I don't know. I also think there's a storyline in this album.
Why do you say that? Because I haven't even looked at the titles of the song.
Just as I saw the first track, this is just going off of the first and the last track. Okay, the first track, number one, is called Becoming Human.
Mm-hmm.
And then the last track is called Becoming Aura.
Oh, shit, so yeah, maybe
you're
right.
There's got to be a transformation story or something in here, which I'm really hoping that there is.
Yeah.
Because I have been disappointed by the severe lack of storytelling in most albums we've listened to.
I don't know what the point of, not this, this isn't to discredit Woo's, but I have no idea what the point of the album was.
Yeah, I don't know.
Sia Gray, maybe it's about love, maybe it's about the fear of death. I don't fucking know. Didn't really come to me as we were listening to it. But this seems like, as you're saying, to start off with a song called Becoming a Human, and then to finish off with Becoming Aura, I think there's definitely a story involved, I think.
Yeah.
So I guess we can go ahead and get underway. So that, what was the timestamp for that? It's like 6:30?
No, it was like 6:20.
6:20?
Yeah. And then from 6:20 on, we're going to start listening to the songs. So it's the album review itself. So first track, Becoming a Human, off of Aura the Molecule's new album, Dance Therapy. I almost said Dance Theory. Here we go. All right, that was the first track, Becoming a Human. What'd you think about that?
All right, I don't have an opinion on this one, strictly for the fact that it seems like an introductory track, but there wasn't a whole lot of music, so I'm not going to take anything away from this album, or I'm also not going to add anything, so it's like... So this album will be judged on the 9 other tracks, with the exception of this one. So
aren't there 12 tracks?
Huh?
Aren't there 12?
Oh, I thought there was. I must have miscounted. Yeah, well, if there's 12 tracks, I guess that's the count. But so it looks like we get some exposition that Aura is like a... there's like a deity or something, like a robotic voice that's telling her, do you want to like become part of the human world? And she says yes. And this thing, this voice is telling her like, hey, you can get lost in the sauce if you get too involved. And I mean, you fuck around, you find out.
Yeah,
so many words.
Yeah.
But there were some harmonies in the background that had like more. That was more of the musical element, because compared to the rest of the song, there was just like the spacey synthesizers, but nothing that could be constituted as a song, I think.
No, it wasn't a song. This was like a skit, like they used to do on like you know, all the fucking rap albums and stuff.
Eminem, yeah.
This was like, but like I was right. There's the story being told here, and that's fucking cool.
Yeah.
So yeah, there's no real judging because this is not an actual song, but cool factor already up in the game right now.
Yeah, I mean, the part where she's talking about like, I'm a molecule, I'll keep my chemical bonds or whatever, and then trying to become attached or to get involved with the human world, and this thing is telling her, don't fucking do it because you're gonna fuck yourself up. But anyways,
yeah,
now we can move on to what was that from 6:21 to...
oh, you're doing each individual song.
Yeah, because I think people
are gonna want 6:21 to 8:30. All right, 6:21 to 8:30. And then we're going to go now with the next song, which is Intergalactic Dance, track number 2 off of Aura the Molecule's new album, Dance Therapy. All right, that was Intergalactic Dance, track number 2. What'd you think about that one?
You go first.
Okay. okay. That bass synthesizer or whatever, man, that was fucking funky as shit. That was fucking cool. This song was weird. This is weird. This is very fucking strange.
It feels like somebody that, I don't know why I'm saying this, but it's like somebody that came from Norway, made their way to the US and gave their own interpretation of disco.
Yeah.
But it's strange because it's like their own influence of growing up in Norway, like speaking the language, like, and then whatever cultural differences between the US and Norway exist, like it's like pouring out in a weird way. Like,
yeah, it's like this is like a parallel universe's disco.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. It's very strange. I will say this so far. I mean, it's not bad.
Yeah.
I don't really. I mean, the beats are funky. I like it. It's good.
Yeah.
It's just weird.
Yeah.
So we need to listen to more, obviously.
I liked the track. I liked that that bouncy synthesizer, the bouncy bass synthesizer was like beow, 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 beow.
Yeah, that was cool.
And then there was like I still don't know the difference between arpeggios and fucking scales, but there was that there was one or both of them in the song where it was like doo-doo-doo-doo. Like it felt like a kind of like a ABBA song, which could kind of be appropriate in some way where, you know, that region seems to, well, at least between ABBA and Or the Molecule, they adopted the musical stylings of disco. But I like the track, at least in the story element of like, or at least the way that I interpreted it was that this person who's Or the Molecule is like this infinite being, right? And whatever conversation she was having previously with like the deity, or perhaps it's like another person of her extraterrestrial or supernatural species or whatever the fuck it is, they're telling her, don't do this, because then you're gonna end up it's like fucking what's her name from Lord of the Rings, the main female protagonist.
Oh, Arwen.
Yeah, where they're telling her, like the elves are telling her, if you get fucking married to Aragorn, you're gonna lose your immortality. Like, and that's what they're telling her, is like, you're meant to be infinite. Well, that's my interpretation, is that she's supposed to be infinite. Why do you want to go down to Earth and integrate with these people? Now she's given a new corporeal form to just be amongst us as a human being.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I enjoyed the track. Yeah. I liked it. I thought it was pretty cool.
Yeah, it's weird. But I we'll see where it goes. All right, so the next song is, man, I don't know what this crossed out O fucking means. That's like some kind of a letter.
Oh, it's definitely Norwegian. It's probably like a Norwegian letter.
Yep. Don't know what that means, but it looks like it says love scat is the next. It's track number three, regardless. So 12 minutes will be track number three. All right, here we go. All right, that was Love Scat by Or the Molecule. All right. That song was fucking cool, man.
That was a great song.
That was an excellent song. Also, this might go over some people's heads, but I don't care because I think it's funny. But she must be a fan of Futurama, because all those, that's fucking Nixon's head. That's all I could think of when she kept doing that. I thought that was hilarious. But man, now the storytelling is in full swing, because the way I interpreted this song was like, okay, this, now you've got your human body and here's all this stuff. And there was a really cool fucking line that I don't know if I'm reading into it too much, but when it was talking about, cause she's a molecule, right? Like, and she says, there's this line in here about, where was it, about
allergies?
Well, no. Okay. Now it's like, okay, you're now your human body. Here's all your human traits here. We rolled and you rolled bad on some of these things. You got nerves on top of a playpen, basically meaning you got anxiety. We gave you anxiety. You also have an allergy to cats and pollen. Sorry, you're kind of fucked. And then, well, you're going to drool while you sleep, blah, 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 all this bullshit. But then there was this thing in here about the classroom.
Oh, that was closer to the top.
Yeah, right. Oh, yeah, here it is. You can sleep if you're tired, eat when you're hungry, you can drink if you're thirsty. It's not like at the classroom desk. Here you're valued like you were born. So like, your existence, you've only been like studied on classroom desks as a molecule before, and you kind of meant nothing. But now, you have value because you're like a person now. Like, here it is. That was fucking cool. So this is like the intro. It's like the universal guide, oh, here's your new body. Hey, let's tell you here's what it is. Oh, this is so cool. Look at all this stuff you can do. That's kind of how I took this song. I thought that was fucking cool. And it was all in Norwegian, too, so it was not in English. So that's like, oh, shit, we dropped you in Norway. Like, which, that's a great, I'm assuming the rest of this album is just in English. So that's kind of a cool intro to like, hey, this is almost like biographical now at this point. It's like your character of Or the Molecule, like you are Norwegian. And so like this, boom, we dropped your fucking spawn point in Norway. And so now here's this intro with you getting introduced to everything, and it's done in Norwegian. That's kind of cool. That's a cool fucking touch.
I think I think this is the strongest track that we've heard. I mean, there's only been two of the two, but yeah. I have a feeling that this one was a single. It might be a single.
Okay, that makes sense.
But it's definitely one of the stronger tracks, and I have a feeling it's probably going to be
the strongest one.
One of the strongest tracks. there was a lot of cool stuff. I think, I don't know if it qualifies as house, but it felt like house. Kind of reminded me of like Kylie Minogue's song. I forgot which, you know, the more popular one, I can't remember what it was, but
yeah.
There's like a key, there's keys, but they're not keys. They're like more in line with like a digital harp that kind of gives like a fantasy. Yeah. It reminds me of Link to the Past from the Super Nintendo when you visit a fairy fountain. Oh, yeah. And you have like the like, yeah. It kind of has that sound to it. But yeah, there was all these cool background noises that would they would clip, like it would be like, and you could kind of hear it go left to right or whatever it was, like it panned basically.
Yeah.
And yeah, the stuff that you were saying, I mean, I don't know if I have anything else to add, but it is cool to have the story now be Aura, like kind of being in her corporal form and now being integrated into Earth itself.
Yeah, we said corporate. I was like, oh, good God, it's corporate Aura. She's turned on everyone. Good God almighty. Why Aura? Why?
Yeah. And I think the way that it's presented as the more explosive parts of the song are in the chorus, which it usually tends to be, but like the lyrics themselves, the verses, mm-hmm. when she kind of delivers it in this cool, nonchalant manner, like monotone manner, and she's like, oh, these are all the traits that you have as a human, but it's kind of delivered in this monotone fashion, and then like the chorus explodes, and then you get back to more lore about her body and her existence, yeah. in Earth, and it's delivering this monotone thing, and then it gets back to the explosive part. I don't know. I just really enjoyed the song. Yeah. I thought it was particularly, it was unequivocally bussin'.
it is indubitably skibbity, my friend.
Yeah, so
dude, that's we should make a shirt, indubitably skibbity, and fucking what was the other one?
Unequivocally
bussin'.
Hold on, right. Wait, what was that from 8:12?
Whatever the last one to 17:30.
17:30. Yeah. Okay, all right. So now we're gonna go.
Wait, I gotta pull up the next track. The next track is called Prince of the Rhythm, track number 4 off of Aura the Molecule's new album, Dance Therapy. Here we go. All right, that was Prince of the Rhythm, track number 4.
Lord of the Dance.
The Lord of the Dance.
All right.
Anyway,
I'm confused.
All right.
So I was under the impression that this story was about Aura from a third and possibly even first person perspective. Now we have this Prince of the Rhythm. Where do you think this motherfucker lies in the story? Like, cause they're introducing a new character, I think.
Yeah, that's exactly what I took it as. She's now come across this Prince of the Rhythm, which seems to be like her. This is like, hey, here's another guy who was a molecule that came and we put him in a body, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's what the storyline seems to be. But oh, look at what he's become. Look at this guy. Like, this is your essentially potential that you could be if you wanted to, as a molecule turned human, I guess, or whatever, or as a you know, stardust being or whatever the fuck they are.
Whatever it might be, and this person apparently is self-absorbed, and it would be a tragedy if this person would become anything less than a fucking dancer, apparently. Yeah.
Like that line, what a shame it would be if he had to work for money. Like,
yeah.
And he's just, this is it. He is the dance. He is the personification of dance.
Yeah. So this track was interesting because it started off as like a, what you would imagine as a traditional disco track. Like, it's very much stereotypical of a disco track, and then the back end portion of it kind of turns into like a percussion breakdown because there's like these congas in the background that you can hear. They're not particularly loud, but they accentuate the percussion portion of the song. I think there was violins in this. Like, I think this is the first time.
Yeah, sounded like something like that.
Yeah, yeah, I think there was violins incorporated into this track, and then I think this track is enjoyable. I don't know if I enjoyed as much as Love Scat, but this is definitely an enjoyable track.
Yeah, I agree. And that bass line, man, yeah. That bass line's funky as shit. I love it. It's fucking great. All right. So let's move on to the next one at basically, we'll just call it 20 minutes. The next track is called track number 5, Is This Love? By Aura the Molecule off of Dance Therapy. Here we go. All right, that was track number 5, Is This Love?
All right. I don't know whether to penalize this track for being an interlude, because that's what it seems like. And the more or less the gist of the song is that she seemingly found somebody here, but she doesn't know whether they're romantically, whether they're romantically involved or not, because that's the only reason she could be kept here, like, or what would keep her here. But if it's not that, then she's fucking piecing out, becoming a celestial being or some shit. I don't know. Or rather a molecule once more. I think I think she kind of hurt herself on this one for like the score for me a little bit. But I just don't know whether to take away points or not, because I don't think this needed to be how long was the song? Like 4 minutes?
Four and a half, like 4 minutes and 18 seconds.
I don't think it needed to be 4 minutes. I think you could have gotten the idea across in like a minute 30 and still gotten the same point across, because it's just the lyrics repeating over 4 minutes, and then eventually just kind of turns into this all instrumental portion like towards the back end of the song. And I'm like, I don't think I necessarily needed that. Like it felt like they indulged themselves a little bit too much. And but I don't know whether that's going to be penalized against them for the overall score.
All right. Let me offer a different perspective.
Okay. Right.
Now, I think that this plays into the storytelling aspect fucking perfectly, because I think this song was essentially the music of, well, musicification, I don't think is a word, but
like the metaphor,
this was
like
the audio representation of going through the process of love. Because if you notice at the beginning, the beat, it started out kind of familiar, right? It started out, almost kind of started out like Play That Funky Music, White Boy a little bit, okay? Like you kind of had that like tone, undertone in there at the beginning. And then all of a sudden it turned into like something totally different. And it was a little bit weird and confusing for a couple of like 5 or 6 bars or whatever. And like, to me, it's like the whole time that narrator from the beginning was just like, are you sure? Is this love? You need to answer, motherfucker. Let's go right now. And then you're going through the process of falling in love with somebody is like, oh, this is like a semi-familiar feeling, but then it's like, oh God, wait a minute, what's going on? And then there's a portion where it just beat drops altogether, and then it pops up again. So it's like, and then it goes through these things where it's like, and this may sound a little bit sexist, but this is to me like what women think how love is, right? And it goes a familiar pace. Like at the end, it was all repeated the same familiar thing, right? But then what was kept popping in every like 30 seconds was, is this love? Questioning, you know, this is love. Like, you know what this is, but yet here you are still questioning what it is. And so to me, yeah, sure. Maybe it could have been shortened a little bit. I will concede that portion of it, but it was, to me, it was just, the length was just driving home the fact of, this is like, okay, you know this is love, but you're still questioning it. Like, why are you still fucking questioning this? And so to me, that's kind of where the song was. So I do think it could have maybe been a little bit shorter, but in the storytelling aspect of it, I kind of like almost want to give it a pass. Because I feel like it was telling part of the story. Maybe I'm reading into it incorrectly.
It pushes the story forward, but and also, whose perspective were you saying that's from?
This is her perspective.
This is her perspective, right?
Aura the Molecule.
Asking herself.
I feel like it's that deity coming down and being like, all right, time's up. Is this love? Did you find love?
Oh, right.
Yet?
Okay. Like, I got you. Yeah.
And then it transitions to that voice, that modulation's gone after the beginning where it's asking it. And now it's her basically just asking herself,
right,
is this love? So, you know, I don't know. But that's my perspective on it. So anyways, all right, let's go to the next song, which... funnily enough, it's called Nobody Cares. Is This Love? Followed by Nobody Cares.
What, 50. So this is what, like
24. Let's just say 24:30. Cause that's 34:30 right there. Yeah. All right. So track number 6, Nobody Cares, off of Aura the Molecule's new album, Dance Therapy. Here we go. All right. That was Nobody Cares. Track number 6.
Banger.
That was a fucking certified all gas banger.
Yeah.
All gas. That was straight fire, man.
Yeah.
This song was like the story. This in this storyline, this was like the personification of becoming human. Nobody fucking cares. And this song would go great if like David Goggins, like a picture of David Goggins crying, and then it just says, "You carried the boats." Nobody cares. Like, that's what it fucking should be. Like, if I could make this our theme song, I would. Because it's literally like, oh, you guys did an album review? Nobody cares. Like,
yeah.
Oh, you guys did fucking 800 podcasts in a year? Nobody cares. Like, no one cares.
All right. So where do you think this is the deity or the other person, like the third person narrator telling them like, hey, you went through all these experiences. Not even I care. Like, and yeah.
Yeah, but nobody gives a fuck.
Not even the humans give a fuck. Like,
no one gives a fuck. Yeah. And like literally that shit about, oh, they only care when you're dead.
Yeah.
True. They only see you when you're dead. Oh, that's true, man. That is no one gives a fuck. But then when you're dead, oh, yeah, everybody fucking seems to care.
Yeah.
It's funny.
Dude, everything from the fucking the verses to the lyrics, the I love the it reminded me a lot of Jam Rai Quay. Like the disc, this was definitely like a disco house track, and that very like muted bass line, I don't know, I love that. And then there was a vibraphone that would kind of chime in every now and then. This track just banged all the way around, dude. I fucking loved it. And the fact that it's about being human and that all your accomplishments and everything you've done, nobody fucking cares.
Yep.
And the only time you actually matter is when you're fucking dead.
Is when you're dead and not here to fucking experience it or witness any of the benefits of it.
Ah, dude, it is so fucking good. What do you have anything to
add? Yeah, I love it. That's the best song on here so far. Yeah, man. That is number one. Yeah, no doubt.
Undoubtedly.
And I don't think it'll be beaten. I don't think anything in the next.
It's hard.
It's hard.
I don't think it's going to be an easy feat to surpass this song.
Yeah. But that was fucking amazing. I loved it. And, you know, shit. I just think that. Anything. It's only downhill from here now, apparently. Oh. But I don't know. I guess we'll find out.
I hope it
gets better. But what's funny is if you look at this like on iTunes. So 2 and 3 are the most popular songs because they got that little fucking thing right next to them.
I don't know, man. Nobody cares. This is better than both of those
songs. And you know what? If motherfuckers are sleeping on Nobody Cares, the word needs to get out.
Yeah.
Track 6, just go listen to track 6. That's all you need to know.
It's a good sign when you're halfway through the album and you're saying that the meaty part of the album is like the best part,
yeah,
as opposed to like the beginning where I don't know, I feel like artists front load the album and then
everything else is on
the back end, but
yeah.
The fact that I'm still interested well into the fact that we're 6 songs in, that's a good sign.
It's a very good sign. So all right, let's go 2815. We'll go track number 7.
2815,
yep, track number 7, If I Believed, off of Dance Therapy by Oro the Molecule. Here we go. All right, that was If I Believe, track number 7. Man, that was a sweet one. That wasn't better than the last song, but that was fucking good still.
Yeah, that was pretty shit. I don't know if it's better than the first 2 or 3 tracks. It might be on par and maybe a little bit ahead. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
I don't know where it is, but my interpretation of the song is it's like a disco reinterpretation of the story of Job.
Yeah.
Something biblical.
Dude,
that's
exactly like what I was. It's about your humanity of like looking for answers, right? Of like, I don't know. And then, but still it's like trying to find faith or whatever. Right. But then like, oh, like why God? When Lord, when's it going to be my time? Like, you know, that kind of a thing.
If only Aura had not turned into a fucking human being, she'd still be a molecule or a celestial being and not have to
deal with this horseshit.
Deal with being fucking human.
Yeah, and this song was like the representation of the uncertainty of being human and looking for an answer, of like looking to quote unquote God or some sort of other deity for assistance or for help. And man, those scales or whatever, man, those things were fucking sweet. That flute or whatever the fuck that was is like, I don't know if it was like a synthesizer flute or whatever, but man, that was fucking great.
Yeah, and there's all these like scales played in the background, but there was also I think they're all like synthesizers, but they're all like kind of they're all different sounds, right?
Yeah.
And there was one, or maybe it's modulation, like mod. I don't know what the machines are called, but like there's these machines that you can plug and play like different cables, and then you have like an output and you can change.
Okay.
I don't know what those machines are called, but that's what's in here. And there's one, like there's one that is kind of played throughout the song, but there's also one that's like on higher frequency, and it just sounds like a, it sounds like a ping pong game, like kind of like this little noise is like ping ponging between walls, and it sounds real Tron or glitchy. But I could tell this song, there's this guy that's kind of the prototype for pretty much everything that comes later as far as like disco, house, like a lot of EDM genres, right? Like this guy's name's Giorgio Moroder, and even like Munya credits that guy's influence on her own music, and I'm pretty sure Kainalu does too. But I could tell like this particular track is while it is disco, it's like the most Daft Punk, like Giorgio Moroder inspired song of like the entirety of the album. I liked it. I just don't know where it is, but it's very fucking good.
Yeah, it is. I agree. Very fucking good. It's up in the tops somewhere.
Right.
For this album so far. All right. Let's go on to the next one. Track number 8. We'll call it 3130. Cyber Fever, track number 8 off of Dance Therapy.
I hope it's not fucking Or the Molecule not getting addicted to pornography and fucking social media.
Dude, that's probably what it is, Cyber Fever. It's like the fucking, it's like the plague for the digital world. All right, here we go. Cyber Fever. All right, that was Cyber Fever, track number 8. What did you think about that one?
All right. I'm a little lost, but I'm going to give my own interpretation of the song itself. So I'm under the impression that there are other molecule beings that are integrating with humans, and I think the humans have finally caught on, and this other being named Anna was throwing like a party, but she's so strange that like nobody was down to like dance with her. It's either because she's like been outed, or there's like xenophobia against molecule beings.
Yeah.
And I don't know what the Cyber Fever element is. Like if it was just something, if it's social media, if it's implied that social media is spreading fear about these people that exist on Earth, and that they should all just stay away and not be part of this art gallery or dance party or whatever the fuck it is. Yeah, what do you got from it? What'd you get from it?
Yeah, I believe I take this as there's some sort of persecution going on.
Uh-huh.
That's what Cyber Fever is. It's like the molecule people are referred to as this like Cyber Fever or whatever, right? And it's this molecule person taking over a regular person's body or something, right? And one of the things, since she was one of the ones that was implanted, like, as seemingly from childhood or whatever. So she talks about, she's asking Sesam or whatever, is this real? And so I looked it up to see what the fuck that is in, like, Norwegian or what it is. So what came up was something fucking very interesting. And I don't know if I'm, again, reading too much into this shit. But Sesam is referred to as Sesam Stasjon, which is Norwegian Sesame Street. And it's set in a train station. And it's like Sesame Station. So it's like, is she calling back to her childhood? Like, yo, is this shit real? Like, because she's getting this traumatic persecution that's happening. So what do a lot of people do? They revert back to like their childhood things or whatever. It's like she's asking like, oh, man, it'd be like, hey, man, is this fucking real? Yeah. Like, what the fuck is going on, dude? Like,
yeah,
I thought you said this was going to be better, He-Man. Like, what? Look what's happening now.
Yeah. Or, I mean, the other idea I had was that Sesam is the name of the god but it's not explicitly made clear what this person is that she's like asking, like, was what the fuck is going on, you know?
I don't really know.
So this song didn't lose me. It didn't lose me as far as like points or anything. It's just like, where does this fit into the story? I obviously, this is like something in line with like persecution of the molecule people. It's just like some of the lyrics I'm not entirely sure what what they're hinting at, rather.
Yeah, I can go with that. All right, let's go to the next track, which is track number 9, called Evig Young. I don't know, something to that effect. It's track number 9 off of Dance Therapy from Aura the Molecule. All right, that was Evig Young, basically Forever Young, I guess that translates to in English. Track number, what was that, 9? Track number 9. What'd you think about that one?
All right, odd song, and I think there's a purpose behind it, because the Forever Young aspect, like, the song has very odd beats, and it feels like the notes are elongated to give the idea or portray the idea that time has been elongated, and to personify, like, audio personify the fact that they're becoming immortal, I think, is my interpretation.
Yeah, I think that the molecule people are that's a byproduct of them coming, is like their human body or whatever is basically like immortal. Like, they're not going to die, or not invincible, but like immortal. And so now they're like, it was funny because it was saying like your astral something gerontologist was like, hey, man, I told you not to do this shit because of the fact that, you know, it'll affect your immortality, basically.
Yeah.
And it's just because, it's not because like, we don't want you to do it. It's just like, well, I can't fix this. Like, if you fuck
it's
up
forever.
With this, yeah, this is me forever. Like, so, I mean, yeah, I thought that was intentional for a purpose, that weird, those weird beats, because this is now like uncharted territory mm-hmm. for people of like, oh man, what the fuck is this like? How is this going to work?
Yeah. Maybe you already said it, but I'm a bit confused because, so obviously they're meeting with some type of doctor. I imagine a gerontologist is somebody that works with geriatrics.
Yeah.
Meaning old people. So are they saying that you're on the older side? Like you're 70 years old and you can't really dance anymore. You're not your vibrant self, but you're immortal at the same token.
Right. Yeah.
But it also says you're forever young. You're eternally.
Yeah. Like your mind is forever young. Like you're not going to, but then it's like, oh, but with eternal life comes the risk of pain. Like, oh man. Yeah. You're still going to fucking feel it. Like you're still going to fucking hurt.
Yeah.
You're still going to feel all these 80-year-old fucking like problems and stuff. You're going to have arthritis. You're going to have all these fucked up things. I mean, you can live forever.
This track, I don't want to say it's not my favorite, cause I think it's good. It's just very fucking strange.
Yeah, it's weird.
It's weird as fuck.
It is weird as fuck. And realistically, this whole thing is weird as fuck.
Yeah. But so it's like, do I take away anything from the song itself because it's weird? Because I don't think it's bad. I don't think it's bad.
I don't think you can take away from it because it's weird. Because if it was bad and weird, yes, you could take away from being weird.
And I feel like this song, like things feel like they get out of pocket, but maybe that was on purpose to denote like, oh, things are starting to unravel and time is getting a little bit longer because now I'm fucking immortal.
Yeah,
that's the idea that I got from the song. So I don't know if I don't hate it. I think it's good. Just very fucking weird.
It is. Yeah, I agree. Very fucking weird. All right, let's go to the next track, which this will be 3830. Track number, was this 10? Yeah, track number 10. New Year's. New Year's, track number 10 off Dance Therapy by Aura the Molecule. Here we go. All right, that was track number 9, New Year's. I think someone died. Either her body died and separated from whatever, or I think it's like someone that whoever she was in love with or she was like with may have died. And this is her aura the molecule experiencing this human emotion of like this loneliness after someone you've been with for however many years like dies or whatever. And it wasn't like the tone of the song was sad. I mean, the beat was good and funky, but like the tone of the song was sad.
I'm not going to pretend I have any idea about what this song was about. Right. Like I'm confused as shit. Like, I don't know what this, I thought maybe it was about her developing dementia because of like a spotless mind.
Yeah.
Referring to that. Her body's breaking down, but she's still immortal. And, but I don't know. Like, I really couldn't kind of piece together what this particular song is about. What I will compliment about this track and just kind of this album in general is like how much legs she's gotten out of, you know, one or two genres, whether that's like funk and disco and house, like nothing. There aren't any songs that sound the same. They're all different tempo and they're all incorporate different instruments. Like she showcased a lot of shit and nothing feels the same. And this is all within the constraints of just a few genres that she's been able to play numerous songs that are different sounding. And I got to give her compliments for that.
Yeah, absolutely. So, all right, let's go to the next track. Since we're winding down here, track number 11, Let Me Dance. All right, that was track number 11, Let Me Dance. All right, this song now furthers my belief that the last song was about whoever her love was dying. Because now in this song, even though she's immortal, she's died of a broken heart. Like, the sadness took her over so much that it fucking killed her as being this immortal being or whatever, of a molecule put into a human body. It has now killed her. And this was her just, like, dancing off into the fucking sunset or whatever. Like, fuck, man, I'm so sad, but, like, well, I'm out of here. Like, fuck this place. Screw you guys, I'm going home.
That's a pretty good interpretation, because it's like, that's another way you could die without actually having your corporal fucking body die. Like, for an immortal, how do you kill somebody? You kill them emotionally.
Yeah, exactly. Die of a broken heart.
I have another interpretation, right. And I don't even know if it makes sense, but my theory is that, so now she's this old person. This old person, and she's kind of becoming senile or old, and she's grieving because it's like, oh man, my fucking body's breaking down or whatever. And the things that are holding her down are like her own emotions. Like, man, I'm sad and all this shit, but like, in order for me to become astral again or whatever, or a molecule again, like, I need to leave everything behind. That includes like shedding human emotions and all that shit. But I don't know, that one. That might be a stretch on my part.
Maybe, but I think the connection that's for sure is definitely leaving behind the human form.
Yeah.
Especially because, I mean, the next track is called Becoming Aura.
Yeah.
So it's like going back to being a molecule again or whatever.
Right.
So I don't even know if the next one's a song. This could be like the intro. That could have been the final song of the album. This could just be like the intro. It's only 2 minutes long, so I don't know. I guess we'll see. So anyways, let's go. Fuck it. Let's just get right into it. Final track. Track number 12, Becoming Aura, off of Aura the Molecule's newest album, Dance Therapy. Here we go. All right, that was track number 12, Becoming Aura. And I have to say, I feel like that was a real great way to fucking put a cap on the fucking end of this album. I think that, yes, it confirms what I was thinking, and also... Now she's back into the molecule form, and she's like, oh man, I gotta go away for a minute, because all I want to do after experiencing what it was like to be human is I just want to fucking be in everyone and everything and just make them all feel better, because it fucking sucks being human. It's fucking life, existence is pain. Like, you know, that's basically what I think she's saying with this song.
Yeah.
And then she's like, I gotta get away, because I'll just devour the whole fucking thing and make a hive mind so no one has to feel pain again. That's what I think. But anyways, good.
Yeah, dude, that is some Evangelion.
Oh, yeah.
She's basically Disco Jesus, dude.
Yeah, like, yeah.
Because, I mean, I know it's not literally biblical in the lyrics, but, I mean, you have one of the songs talking about, like, her being in human form, but also being this deity. This molecule, it's kind of like Jesus being trapped in the, or being stuck in the desert for like 40 days and just like testing his own faith and being tempted by the devil. Well, not exactly like the devil, but it's like somewhere in between Jesus fasting for 40 days and also like the story of Job. Is like, oh man, this fucking life's hard, man.
Yeah.
But then in all this to say that she wanted to experience being human, to be to understand the people and also to know what it's like and everything, but it almost comes across like as messianic, at least in my opinion. And she came in not knowing what to expect.
Yeah.
Learned a ton of experiences of being human and then went back to her astral or fucking molecule form. And she's richer for the experience, but she's like, man, it's way harder to be human because it's like everybody's fragmented. Like, yes, we are a collective species, but as a molecule, like you're everything all at once, as you were saying.
Yeah, it's like that's that. Yeah,
it's Evangelion.
It is, man. It is. It's fucking crazy. Yeah. And all right, so out of the score scale, where do you put this? Let's do 45-30 will be final score, and the scores and final thoughts will be 45-30.
So 45.
So to 45-30 was the track 12, and then to 45-31 on his final thoughts and score or whatever.
Yeah, okay, I got you. So my opinion is that while I can't give it a perfect score, like I think there's some things I can take away from, like I do think some of the criticisms of some of the songs that I was talking about where I wasn't really sure about, I think I am going to knock it, but it's not going to be for a whole lot because I think this tells a cohesive story. The grooves were crunchy, and I think the Norwegian interpretation of like disco, funk, and house is very fucking cool. The fact that it was bilingual was a bit troublesome to us because we had to look up the translations for shit, but it's cool because it's a dichotomy between English and Norwegian. To have that in a song is it's uncommon because like how many Norwegian artists do you actually know? I don't know
anybody,
but I have to give it, and I'm probably leaning more towards a 9, and I was thinking like maybe I would dock it more for like probably to put it at 8.5. I'm like, no, this is a lot better than a lot of the things that we've listened to. And I feel like it's not perfect, but it's definitely a fucking 9. I think it's a 9 for me.
Yeah. And I agree with that. I was honestly leaning between 9 and 9.5 just because it's not a 10. You're right. It's definitely not a 10. I know that much. There's something missing.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is, but there's something fucking missing, in my opinion, to make this a 10.
Yeah.
And I can't tell you what it is because I'm an idiot, but I just don't know. But I would think that you came up, I'll come down. I think we both agree 9 is like a fucking excellent score for this.
Yeah.
And I think it's extremely fair based on the other shit that we've listen to even thus far, because again, it tells a cohesive story. Mm. The songs are all different. Like none of them sounded the same. That was a fucking major highlight.
And I have to say, man, like I don't know what I would expect out of disco and this, you know, it's a contemporary interpretation of disco, right? So when you think of the Bee Gees, you more or less hear the kind of the same songs, but the fact that she was able to stretch the genre out to the fucking limits, like that's fucking great.
That was excellent. And yeah, that's why this is a solid 9. Mm. No doubt. This is great.
Also, favorite track, Nobody Cares.
Yeah, Nobody Cares.
Certified banger, certified hood classic, certified all gas and trash banger.
Yeah. Certified number one in the hood, G. All right, that's fucking... Track 6 was tops.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that was great. I hope if you listened to this with us, I hope you enjoyed it. And, you know, I don't know if our interpretations of these songs are even anywhere fucking close. As those of you who listen to us all the time know that sometimes we go off the rails with our interpretations and read too much into things. But, hey, it was fun. It was fun to listen to nonetheless. And that's the other thing, too, is I don't even need to necessarily be right about whatever my interpretations are for whatever shit we're listening to. Because that's kind of like what music is. It's everybody's like own individual interpretation. Putting your own shit into the music.
Yeah. How fucking boring would it be if the artist told you exactly what the meaning is of a song as opposed to somebody taking some other meaning and having like 29 other million interpretations of the same. That's way better, even if it's wrong or if it doesn't make it any less valid, I suppose. Like it's I don't know. I don't think we did anything wrong by yeah. missing the mark of the song. But yeah, dude, I enjoyed every bit of this album. If we were off, we were off. But yeah, I enjoyed this album thoroughly. Yep. I wasn't expecting a whole lot. And I was astonished to find out that this was a fucking nine. It's very sweet.
And who knows? Maybe if I manifest this, maybe we'll get a comment from someone who is like close to, you know, or the molecule, like you did, like we did with Baby. And maybe we'll get some correction or some confirmation on what we read into this album. Meaning, I don't know.
Maybe, hopefully.
So I guess we'll have to see. And you'll just have to stay tuned because maybe we will. I don't know.
Yeah.
So anyways, all right, well, fuck, you got anything else to add at the end?
No, check out the album, buy it or download it, whatever the fuck you do. And, I don't know, go see her in concert if she's performing here in the United States.
Yeah, definitely. Go support Or the Molecule for sure. This is the type of shit that needs to get supported as opposed to some of the other garbage shit that we listen to. This is something that needs to be purchased and helped flourish somehow. So anyways, all right, I guess that'll be the end of it. Check it out. If you didn't like this album, you might be retarded if you didn't like this album. I'm sorry. Same thing goes for that other fucking album we did. That some people gave it a very low score. Which one was that?
Was it Sai Agree?
No, was that the Japanese one? What was the Japanese one?
Woos?
No, not Woos. There was another one.
Oh, Ichigo Aoba?
Yeah. That was fucking fire.
Yeah.
And some assholes gave it like a 6. Or a 6.5 or whatever, right?
Oh, dude. Oh, yeah, that was offensive.
Yeah, fuck that. You're an idiot, all right? Like, if you didn't like this, you're an idiot. Yeah. That's all I gotta say. You're fucking stupid, and you go fuck yourself, all right? Anyways, all right, that'll be the end of it. Catch you on the next one.